بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا عبد الله لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم الليل فترك قيام الليل. متفق عليه. Yesterday we started the chapter of باب المحافظة على الأعمال, the chapter on upholding good deeds, in which we discuss four ayats of the Holy Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about consistency in deeds. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi also brought the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he had mentioned the most beloved obedience in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when a person is steadfast and he adheres to good deeds, a person starts doing a good deed, then he should keep up to that good deed. It should not happen that he does it one day and then the rest of the days he abandons it. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala an, O Abdullah, do not be like that certain person. The word fulan has been used. Fulan means such and such a person. Some commentators have mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his kindness, did not take the person's name. He covered the person's name because it was some weakness of his. But he is advising Abdullah bin Amr, O Abdullah, do not be like that person. كَانَ يَقُومُ اللَّيْلِ He used to stand up for night prayer, tahajjud salat, فَتَرَكَ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ And then he abandoned it. So he stopped it. This should not happen. When a person brings a good deed in his life, then he should make sure he preserves it. And how does the person preserve it? By being consistent upon that deed. So even though a person cannot read many rakats of tahajjud, he only reads two rakats of tahajjud, but that should be in his life. A person is reading salatul duha, chash namaz. He should try and make it every single day he reads it. Ishraq namaz. A person should... He's doing it, so he should try and be consistent on it. He's giving sadaqah. Or he's reading a certain amount of paras every day, or tasbihat. This is what we call ma'mulat. And of course, when a person has a mentor, a sheikh, it becomes more easy for him because the sheikh can guide him as to how much tasbih he should read, what zikr he should make, how much Quran he should read. It becomes more easy. However, if a person has a ma'mul, a routine table of good deeds, he does something in the morning, something in the afternoon, in the evening, in the night. He should try and keep up to this. It shouldn't happen that a person does some good deed and then after some time he leaves it completely. Then maybe after a couple of months he might get some tawfiq and do it again. No, this will not preserve the person's amala. Our object is to have a strong iman, to build our iman and to do amali saliha, good righteous deeds that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So of course the deed has to be something which is authorized by Sharia, has to be done according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with ikhlas, sincerity. And of course today we have learned yesterday with consistency. If a person does this, then he'll be preserving his good deeds. When a person preserves his good deeds, then he'll be enjoying closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فاتته الصلاة من الليل من وجع أو غيره صلى من النهار ثنتي عشرة ركعة رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when he missed tahajjud salah due to some pain or illness or any other reason, then he would cover up and read 12 rakats of salah during the day. Now this was a speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as far as tahajjud is concerned. If you and I miss tahajjud, then we do not have to make any qaza of it during the day. But the point here, what Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is bringing this, by bringing this particular hadith, is to show how consistent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Despite the fact of him being ma'soom, he didn't have to exert himself to this level, but he took it, his a'mal is saliha, to be something very, very serious. So if he missed his tahajjud salat at night, and that too with a legitimate reason, still, he still covered during the day, and during he would read his 12 rakats during the day. So inshallah, if we try also, sometimes we are unable to do that particular good deed at a certain time, so try and cover it some other time, if the time permits, and if we have the ability, Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make muhafaza of our amal, to uphold our good deeds. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانه وتعالى.